Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Great week. Lots to cover here this morning here, Living the Good Life, live from Los Angeles. Got a good segment here with Paxton Quigley and Cannabis Healing. Let's bring her on. Paxton, good morning.
Good day to you, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners. And now for some news. The Pennsylvania governor, Tom Wolf, who used to think his state wasn't ready to legalize recreational cannabis, well, now he wants to take a serious look at it, and he's planning a series of town halls. And I think it's a really good idea, because based on Pennsylvania's population, Pennsylvania could generate more than $1 billion a year in recreational sales. So maybe that's why he's changed his mind. Who knows? And in the United States Congress, it's back in session, and there's already been a number of pro-cannabis bills filed, especially in the House of Representatives, including one by Oregon Congressman Earl Blumenauer that would, and I quote, regulate marijuana like alcohol. Now, folks, if this bill passes, it would remove cannabis from the Controlled Substances Act entirely, which means opening the door to much-needed scientific research. And the United States is really behind when it comes to scientific research. That brings us today to our guest, Dr. Robert Lawrence. He's the founder and CEO of a CBD company named Agora, which is spelled A-G-O-R-E. Now, CBD is a cannabis compound. It is non-psychoactive. That means you can't get high. But it's known to be a natural remedy for a whole host of ailments. Now, Agora CBD products are produced from the now legal hemp plant, which Dr. Lawrence will tell us all about. Dr. Lawrence, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, you've been a physician for many, many years. How did you get into CBD?
Well, right now I'm a retired physician. I've been retired for quite some time. My practice actually was in Russia. And when I came to the United States, I decided to go into business and make modalities of medications to help people. I've been working with the hemp plant for many, many years. But the encouraging thing about this particular plant is the healing properties that we have found within it. And it's just something that everybody should know, since it has become so popular and most people understand it. But you have to know what's inside that bottle. Inside that bottle is what's important. And most people today do not tell you that. They're missing lot numbers. They're missing expiration dates. Frankly, when you go to a store, it's something that you see everywhere. But you don't see this in 95% of all the bottles that are, you know, purchased for CBD. And that's an insomnia. This is not something that we're looking for. The things that you're looking for are far more than just CBD. You're looking for CBD. You're looking for residual solvents. Those are the chemicals, to see if any chemicals have ever touched the plant. You are looking for the terpenes, the amount of terpenes, which should be, you know, not just 20, 30. It should be some, you know, high. It should be at least 40, 50, 60, you know, terpenes that show up. You're looking for pesticides. You want to know if pesticides have ever been, you know, around your plant. You want to know if there's any microbiology testing. You want to know about heavy metals. And what should be is that the lot number that is on the bottle should also be on that certificate of analysis. If you don't have that, you don't have any idea of what's in your bottle.
Now, what I was told, by the way, that there's a lot of CBD coming from China. Is that listed on these bottles?
Nope, that would never be listed. Unfortunately, China is pumping in a tremendous amount of CBD, and the way they do this is it's grown very much like bamboo. They will grow the hemp plant, and they will mow it down and simply put this into chemicals, several different types of chemicals, dissolve all of the important ingredients that go with the CBD, which are the terpenes, which are the waxes, flavonoids, lipids, omegas, all the different components that really make this up. For example, if it doesn't have all these components in it, the CBD crystal alone is similar to having a Rolls-Royce engine, if you will, but it's brand new and only running on two pistons. So you
Wow.
don't get the benefits.
Now, I want to ask you something else. I know I've gone to stores, and I'll see that it'll say 100 milligrams of CBD or 200 milligrams. Now, and people are now going to the stores to basically alleviate pain. How do people know what is best for them, and how can they calculate the various strengths? I mean, is it becoming trial by error?
That is fairly much what it is. Understand, Paxton, that the human body, every human body is different, and each body is going to adapt to CBD in its own way. My suggestion is to start out with something called a 250, which every dosage, which is 1 milliliter, and it has it'll have an eyedropper in it. Hopefully, it'll have an eyedropper in it with some lines on it, and you can gauge that. And when you put that under your tongue, which is called the oral mucosa, and leave it there for a minute, you've got 10 milligrams of CBD. So you would do that once a day, see how that works, and you would either up that dosage or lower that dosage. Now, it comes in 250, it comes in 500, it comes in 1,000, it also comes in 1,500. When you see numbers starting to go way, very, very high, or you see those same numbers on bottles that say instead of 1 ounce or 30 milliliters, then you know that it's cut in half. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people that even put olive oil in the bottles and no CBD at all.
And they won't, so, and that won't be on their labels at all.
Nothing at all. The labels will be illegal labels. The labels will be not federally approved through the FDA. And again, you will not see the proper numbers that you're looking for, and that should match your bottle. The website should also tell you which is which. So the bottle in your hand should have what's called a QR code. You simply use your smartphone and either download a QR reader, which is free, and use that, and it will take you to a site that shows you where you can find the lot number of the bottle in your hand matching. In that information, you will have everything about the about that product. You know, where it was made, and when it was made, how it was made, and the batch numbers, the lot numbers, and all of the certificates of analysis pertinent to that. And that's what's telling you what's in your body. If that doesn't exist, you are not getting a real product. I do not care how big the company is. Even the big companies are using Chinese isolate, and they're getting away with it. There's no regulation. It's kind of like the Wild West right now. And, you know, shows like this are what are needed so that we can try and filter these people out.
So you're saying there are no regulations at all. So somebody can be in their apartment in New York City and say, okay, I'm going to start putting out CBD oil, but basically I'm going to use olive oil, and I'll start out, trying to see if I can sell it online. So is that happening a lot?
That is happening, Paxton, more than you have any idea. It's happening around 95%. There are very few people at this very moment, or large growers, that are producing, that actually produce a product out there that is real. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some good growers, and there are some product out there, but we're only looking at about 5%. So it's important to know that the whoever you buy your CBD from, that it that you know what's in the bottle. That is the important element.
Good. I think you're giving great advice. Now, tell us how your company's products are sold.
We sell to distributors only. What we do is we purport an opportunity for people to have a program where they can sell merchandise. They can sell a quality product. They can sell a product that has a QR code and has the ability to look at the lot numbers. Now, for the next week, the site is down. It's not down, but it's being revamped. So after, the next week, it'll be back up again. And you will see the lot numbers, and you will see the certificates of analysis all together.
Oh, good. Good. Well, I want to give out the site's name, and people should wait a week before going on it. It's AguraCBD.com. Well, Dr. Lawrence, I want to thank you so much for being on Cannabis Healing. This has been a very educational discussion. And once you get, the site back up, we'd like to have you on again, because I think you've given out information that most people do not know about. And I really appreciate it, and thank you for being on the air.
It's my pleasure.
Folks, next week we will be speaking to a cannabis tourism company. So get ready to pack your bags, and let's go see what's going on in California when it comes to cannabis. And I want to first thank all of our cannabis listeners. Thank you for being with us today. Please visit us on Facebook and Twitter by going to Paxton Quigley. And we want to wish everyone a happy and healthy week. I'm Paxton Quigley.